Welcome to the Ghost Podcast, a podcast created to share stories about the experiences of ghosting. This is your host, Rosemary, and we bring you a listener story from Delaware today. Erin, thank you for being here. Your ghosting story is pretty tough. This is the first episode we're doing on a long-term relationship ghosting, and it's a little different experience from what we've heard on other episodes.
Well, Rosemary, thank you for having me here. It's a pleasure to be here sharing my story, and I hope people can glean something from it and maybe use it to benefit their situations. I'm a native and current resident of the first state, and I work in refrigerated logistics, and I do enjoy tax-free shopping. I first found your podcast through Greta's Coping with Ghosting podcast, and I enjoyed yours and Clover's stories to the point where I decided to send off an email, and here I am. I've had two what I would call major relationships in my life. Both lasted more than 6 years. One was a marriage, and the other was what we will be talking about today.
I love Coping with Ghosting podcasts. I'm glad to hear that you also enjoy it. Let's get started. How did you meet your ghost?
Well, I met a Chinese girl named Jing Jing in the fall of 2015. She had been in the States since around 09 or 10. So right off the bat, we pretty much had a big cultural difference. We met on the website OkCupid. You know, thinking back, our match percent was not really very high, although I can't remember exactly what the number was. I guess I could consider that the canary in the coal mine, and maybe I should have listened to it all those years ago, and maybe I wouldn't be in the situation that I am now. We met, we went for a few dates, we talked on the phone a lot, and things got physical very quickly. I even accompanied her on a trip to see her friends in down south in December of 2015, and that was literally like 2 months after we met. Yeah, I still remember that time as very fondly, actually. We spent over a week together and we barely knew each other. And I learned early on around that time that she has had a habit of ghosting. She would show me texts from her first ex, as she would call him, and then tell me when she would actually tell me when he would message her or try to FaceTime with her. And he was literally still doing this after 3 to 4 years that they hadn't really been together. And maybe I didn't think of that as a red flag at the time, because you're in a new relationship. You just kind of take things in stride. But as far as I remember, she rarely, if ever, actually responded to him. I'm not really sure if she actually did. She would kind of show me in passing. You know, she wouldn't like here's the phone and, you know, you can read it or stuff like that. And she often would say that I was lucky to have her now. She was actually married but separated to someone else when we met, and that was her second major relationship. So I recall her saying that she would often go days or weeks without talking to her husband because of something he did or said, which maybe she would perceive to have been a problem. And until he could figure out what he had done to make her react that way, that she would continue to act, you know, that way, just very cold and things like that. In the end, he ended up finding someone else because she had pushed him away by acting the way she often did. And she recognized this as an issue, had told me numerous times over the years that we were together that she learned a lot from that experience. But I kind of questioned that based on the saying that, you know, a tiger doesn't change its stripes. So almost right away after we met, me and Jing Jing began having some pretty big issues. She would often act in a condescending manner towards me, or at least that's the way I perceived it. Maybe she didn't feel that it was, you know, she was acting that way, but that's how I took it, as if she was maybe above me somehow, like because she was more educated, had more ambition. She was more of a go-getter than me. She would say things like she didn't like the clothes I was wearing. You know, they were too loose and I should wear more tight-fitting clothes. Other times, I would tell her she needs to trust me and trust my judgment on some things, such as maybe we would go to a home improvement store or something like that, and we would, you know, bicker over the way to get something done, which did happen on occasion. And she would say this was exactly what her ex has told her as well, as far as, you know, that you need to listen to me and you need to trust my judgment, etc. But more often than not, she would end up doing things her way or the highway. There was very little partnership in the decision-making of our life together. because of all these things, I suppose I began to feel withdrawn from her, as not as close as we were from the start. So as time went on, I would often resort to ways to escape. You know, I played a lot of video games off and on, and she definitely didn't like that. I was too afraid to give up the entire relationship, though, because I really genuinely cared about her, and I still do. But the ghosting is just what I can't really get past. We never actually moved in together, which is likely a reason why it lasted as long as it did. And I would say that, coupled with the fact that we became an on-again, off-again type of couple, perhaps allowed the romance to rekindle itself over the months we spent apart. And we had many of these small separations over the 6 years, but never as long as the literal year since we've been together now. So that, combined with the fact that she's ghosting me, leads me to believe that it's really over this time. I do feel like she has tried one more time, so to speak, reluctantly on multiple occasions. She, you know, when we would sort of see each other again after a couple month break, you know, she would say, I can't do this and that kind of thing, but she eventually would. And so I feel like she's had this lack of compassion and empathy for me and a lot of things I went through in my childhood and past based on the way that she would react when I would try to confide in her about certain things. Sometimes she would just have a mentality of, oh, you know, you need to get over this or something like that. But I mean, it's not always that easy. I truly believe that me and her have had a big influence on each other's lives. I'm a handyman. You know, I fix things. Like, I've owned my own home since I was 23. So, you know, that was 16 years ago now. I helped her with her home when she bought hers. And she literally can't look anywhere in her home without seeing something I helped her with. There's other things that we've done together, such as investing in cryptos and stocks. And she's benefited from it quite substantially, I would say. Not just monetarily, but also from, you know, knowledge. She got into different things, learned things on her own as well. So we had that type of back and forth every now and then, which was nice. Share that knowledge.
How much of the behavior that you've described with her ghosting and her past relationships and her actions and withdrawing from people until they figured out, you know, what she was upset about, how much of that do you think is due to cultural differences? And how much of that do you think was just her personality?
I would say I think it's mainly cultural, as her culture helped shape her personality and the person she became. So she spent the first 23 years of her life in China, and she was the only one in her family that pursued the higher education. And she developed strict personal standards and a benchmark to which this day she really deviates from. And I suppose the question is, was I below that benchmark? But now, as a Chinese American who has become a U.S. citizen, U.S. culture has also begun to shape her personality, but the foundation of her home country will always be dominant, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's a good insight. Let's talk about the ghost. What happened next in your relationship?
Well, this current situation began in January of this year. She sent me a, quote, breakup text, I guess, which was a very sweet message by comparison to what you might think. And in it, she basically said that she and I have different personal and family values, as things such as, you know, I'm reluctant to have kids and she wants them, and she needed time to think about if she really wanted me in her life. And she said that she had a good time with me since we had gotten together last. So I was at her place when that happened, and she wasn't actually there. I didn't respond right away. And even after she got home, I didn't say anything to her, and I just went straight to work for that night. And so after we had some communication for a couple of weeks after that, but, you know, things kind of just turned south. Maybe we really needed some time apart in hindsight, but she sent me a text saying we really shouldn't be together anymore. A few months went by, and I called her once late at night. She answered, but she sounded audibly annoyed, and she cut off the conversation quickly. That was actually after I had hung out with her student, who he kind of wanted to stay friends with me after the whole situation. And like, we hung out twice this summer, but I'm kind of reluctant to even keep that going because it just kind of rehashes the whole thing with me and her. And it's hard for me to separate these two things, although I should be able to, but I haven't been able to so far. Sometime after this, I visited her place on two occasions. For the first time, we talked about what she'd been up to the last few months. And regarding our, as in me and her status, she said, we cannot go back. The second time was the last time I've seen her. And that was early June of 2021. She was more open to discussing the reasons why she was so upset with me. She said, I have to stop trying to call her and come over to her house. Also, she said that too. Well, I guess, and she mentioned, a situation could arise, such as what if she was with someone new and it would be awkward, et cetera, that's a fair point. I can't disagree with that. Although we are still each other's emergency contact, as far as I am aware, and that to me makes things very awkward, unless she's found someone else by now, but, she hasn't told me that. She mentioned she expected more of a reaction to the, breakup text from 6 months prior. And I had also cut her off at that point from accessing my Netflix account, which typically we shared together, since she was refusing to communicate with me regularly up to that point. So I assumed we'd broken up. So why would I still let her have access? But she actually had said that this was the straw that broke the camel's back after 6 whole years. And maybe after that amount of time, you don't need that much, that heavy of a straw. I don't know. But I guess the reason that she used is that that's something that me and her would have together. And so as I was leaving her house that day, I told her not to be a stranger. And ironically, that's exactly what she did. She talked about the possibility of remaining friends times before that. But, when it comes down to it, it doesn't appear that she wants to do that, at least not at this time.
So that was the last time that you saw her and spoke to her?
Yes. So that was the last two-way communication.
Throughout your relationship, it sounds like you had multiple different ghosting experiences happen. How do you feel like this last one was different? And do you think that this was the final communication from her?
If you want to consider that second visit as a final goodbye, I suppose you could do that. I mean, that's entirely possible. And I think that's more than most people get before being ghosted. However, given our on-again, off-again history, maybe you can see why this is so difficult for me to accept. She never said, I never want to see you again, or something to that effect. And although she was not exactly happy that I visited that day, she did decide to open the door and talk about some of the things that were bothering her. And she got flustered while saying them at times, which showed that she was having an emotional reaction, to the whole thing, even 6 months later. So she even offered solutions about how I could improve in the future. And I don't think she would have been that way if she didn't still have some sort of feelings or maybe felt some sort of connection to me. She even, we had dinner together that evening as well. She was reluctant to do that, but I got her to, to do that. She was cooking when I went in. So she didn't give any indication that she would begin ghosting me after that visit. I just don't know what's going on with her. Is it someone new? She claimed that she wanted to be single for a while. Maybe that was true, but is she just doing this to see how I'd react? Maybe she wanted to turn me into something like a situation like her first ex was, to where she wanted to see how many or how long I would continue to message her after the whole thing went south. I just don't know. Was she just using me for something all these years? Since that day, every call, every text, and everything has pretty much gone unanswered. And although she has tried to log into my Netflix account twice, it's hard for me to explain this, but I changed the password so she could access it earlier, as I mentioned. The password that it was before that, she knew what it was, and it was, something simple. And I changed it back to that at a later date just to kind of sort of trap her, so to speak. And it worked because she tried to log in twice, once in August and once in September. But she hasn't watched anything. So why would she still care about the Netflix when she could easily get her own? I mean, how much is it per month? It's not that much. And she makes more money than I do, or at least she claimed to. I've stopped trying to send her texts, calls, and have any kind of communication since late September. That was the last time I sent her anything. So that's been, 3 months now. And I definitely don't want to give her the satisfaction of becoming like her first ex. Yeah, you know, I don't want to be that guy. I mean, if it's coming down to anything, I would rather find happiness doing something else and then let her find that out. Maybe that'll, you know, come back to her and say, okay, look what I gave up, you know.
Now that it's been a few months, how are you feeling?
Well, I had a rough time. You know, I'm still having a rough time, but I guess it's getting slightly better. I was depressed, anxious, just having a general feeling of unease about my life. I tried to take up some new hobbies in the summer, but, you know, those are kind of hard to do in the winter. So, you know, I've been kind of lackadaisical lately. I've been unable to bring myself to allow new relationships into my life. And I've had opportunities. So I'm on at least one dating site. I check it regularly, but it's not something I really give much effort to. Yeah, I mean, I go to work, I maintain my life, and just live the life of a single guy. I enjoy it as much as I can, although it's hard in some aspects. But I frequently get lost in memories of me and her, and I still have dreams about her quite frequently. Sometimes they're very vivid dreams, and they're not just, you know, about passion or sex or anything like that. A lot of times, you know, they're like, I'm looking for her, I'm in her house, I'm looking for her and I can't find her, things of that nature. So sometimes I used to visit the park by her house that we used to hang out at. And yeah, I mean, to a degree, I'm scared to lose her out of my life, because I mean, she was a big part of my life for off and on for 6 years. And I would like to have her back in my life in some form, as a friend, perhaps, if that's possible. And I'm not sure how many ghosting stories come from relationships that lasted this long. At this point, if she decides to reach out, you know, it really is going to be a situational thing. You know, what she says, when it happens, and everything. Maybe I wouldn't respond right away. I don't know. It all depends. But it's kind of like I'm feeling very, I don't know what the word is right now, but yeah, it would be hard to respond if it was just like a casual, hey, what's up, or hey, how you doing, or something like that, you know. It would have to be something more dire than that, or a bigger explanation, at least right off the bat, you know.
As you've described in your relationship with her, you knew that she has ghosted people in the past. So when you saw this start happening to you, I'm sure there was this moment where you were thinking, oh my gosh, she's doing it to me. And I'm sure that must have felt pretty terrible. And it's really hard, because it sounds like you got a lot of wonderful parts of your relationship, and it's so overshadowed by how you were treated at the end. And that can make it really hard to reconcile that behavior. If there's something you could say to her, what would you like to say?
I would just ask her why she kept going on and off again for all those 6 years, only to throw it away seemingly in an instant. We both knew nearly from the beginning that we weren't a great match, yet something, some force, maybe someone, some unseen force kept drawing us back towards each other. So, I don't know, was it passion? Was it love? Has she had the vivid dreams such as I have? Is she really having more fun these days? Those are all questions that only she could answer.
Aaron, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. And listeners, we want to hear your story. To be featured on a future episode, reach out to us on our website at theghostpodcast.com, or you can find us on Instagram at theghostpodcaststories, or you can send us an email at theghostpodcaststories@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. This episode of The Ghost Podcast was hosted, edited, and produced by me, Rosemary. Music is an original production by Silence Kills. To subscribe to this podcast, go to our website, theghostpodcast.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.